You approved another reconnaissance. You approved another reconnaissance mission over Mars.
We worked out the details today.
We worked out the details today with the State Department.
We're all in agreement on them. It would leave tomorrow night.
And you approved another reconnaissance mission over Laos. I wanted to tell you we worked out the details today with the State Department. We're all in agreement on them. It would leave tomorrow night, sometime roughly around 11 o'clock in the evening, our time, and would consist of one reconnaissance plane and up to four escorts, maximum total of five aircraft, to go over certain of the supply routes in the Panhandle. It would stay away from the Plan de Jar and from any area in which we know there are anti-aircraft replacements. It would seek a safe entry route and a safe exit route, and the purpose would be to minimize life while at the same time carrying out reconnaissance.
That's good. Now, are you on top of this?
Yes, sir.
You told him to fire him, and Zucker told him to fire him, and they didn't do it?
That's correct.
Looks like it's you ought to be sure that Cy stays right on top of that now.
Oh, that's both Cy and I are on it, Mr. President. I have a full investigator's report in my own safe on this. I started it myself.
Well, I want you to put a letter of mine in your safe that I talked to you about about the 24th on all contracts.
I came back here that day and spoke to the secretaries, and I believe I have a note in our file. I'll dig that up tomorrow.
If not, I've got a letter that I want you to get you even ahead of that, right after when I saw you in the EOB. I'm looking at my diary to see what day it was.
I'd be delighted to, Mr. President.
Okay.
And I have twice talked to the secretaries personally about this, and I told them that you said that you told me that if anyone in the White House ever said that you said anything about a contract, that it was a damn lie.
Or anybody else over here. I'm not worried about myself, but I am worried about anybody else.
I said anyone in the White House.
That's right.
That's exactly
right.
What I told the secretary. And you said that anyone in the White House that said you said anything about it was a damn lie.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Confirming our conversation, I wish to advise you that it is and will be my practice to commit the award of government contracts and matters incidentally to the appropriate departments and agencies concerned. I expect the officials of the various agencies charged with this responsibility scrupulously to comply with all applicable laws and regulations, to observe and require observance of high standards of probity and dedication to public interest. I shall make no recommendations or suggestions with respect to contracts, awards, and negotiations. I shall not permit any person on the staff of the White House to do so. If at any time anyone connected to the White House should endeavor to interfere on behalf of any person or company or otherwise to affect the award, I ask this to be promptly reported to me so I can take action to separate such person from my staff.
We have a pretty good record on this case, Mr. President. I handle it myself. And
when you ordered him fired, why in the hell wasn't he fired?
Well, I'll tell you why sometime.
Well,
there was a little cell in here, as a matter of fact. And
I know that, and I heard it, and I told Walter we didn't want any of that stuff as soon as we came in here.
Well, this was cleaned out before you came in, I think. Yes, it was. It's a nasty situation, and the trouble here is that McClellan's digging around here, you know, trying to find some dirt on the table.
That'll reopen the whole thing, you
see. That's right. I heard about it. I happened to hear about it through a friend at Ford that I hired at Ford Motor Company 15 years ago, and he called and gave us the information, and within an hour after we got the information, I had the Inspector General of the Air Force in my office and set up a full-scale investigation, and then the moment we completed it, which was maybe 4 or 5 weeks after that, I issued orders to have him fired. So I think the top level of the department is clean, and whatever happened underneath, which we're digging in now, won't make much of a story.
Okay.
Thank you.
Say.
Yes.
You look into what you can get with your inspectors and investigators on Terry Sanford, the governor of North Carolina. He's a pretty attractive fellow, and he may be the fellow that we're talking about.
All right, I'll do so.
You know out
there. Yeah, sure. I know.